Thank you. It's really an honor to be back again and to be able to do music classes as well as the dances and to swim.
I was just surprised to hear that we had a church.
Well, I know. We're hardly ever there. We have church here. Yeah. This is great.
So here's a song from Bill Smith, who's a song singer in up in the Adirondacks and a storyteller, raconteur, terrific fellow. And he writes about songs about growing up with life on the farm. And this is one of his songs. This is short. From the sublime to the ridiculous. And
up in the Adirondacks, living off the land.
Did you ever take a bath on Saturday night and try to wash and scrub while kneeling on your haunches in a galvanized bathtub? Well, if not, then you ain't seen a thing, and I'm a-telling you what's right. I did it till I was almost grown every Saturday night. Well, in winter time it was bad enough. No, in summertime. In summertime it was bad enough. But in winter things really got rough. Lugging that water in all those pails through buckets and snow and stuff. Well, getting ready for that ordeal was only half the rub of taking a bath on Saturday night in Ma's old galvanized tub. Now, did you ever stand there stripped to the skin with a wood stove a-baking your hide? Afraid to put your feet in the water for fear you'd burn alive. Well, finally you'd get that temperature just right, and into the tub you'd crawl. That cold steel hits you on the back, darn near make you squall. Well, you're out of the tub and you're next to the stove, and you stand there shivering and shaking, 'cause the front of your body is a freezing to death and the back of your body is a baking. Well, a shivering and a shaking and a burning and a baking, that's the price you had to pay. And that ordeal will haunt me yet till my dying day. Now I ain't through yet, 'cause there's something else that I've been wanting to stay. I was the youngest of all 10 kids to bathe on Saturday. We all bathed according to our age, and I fell last in the order, which meant I had to bathe myself in everybody else's water. But now I'm a man of clean habits, and I believe in a bath a week. It helps to keep me strong and healthy, and it strengthens my physique. If I had my druthers, I'd druther eat a bug then take a bath on Saturday night, Ma's old galvanized tub.
Bill Smith.
Mark Cosgrove, come and join us here. Mark Cosgrove's going to come up here and play some mandolin for us. A big hand for the Markster.
That was a great introduction earlier today.
Fresh from the Grand. You know, I just realized I should turn my phone off.
Oh, yes. So, someone was introduced as being fresh from the Grand Old Opry audience. I love that. Well, this song actually is a song I found out today who it was written by. I just knew it had that high, lonesome sound to it that bluegrass gets, and it was written by Bill Monroe, so I guess it does have that high, lonesome sound. It's called "The One I Love Is Gone," and it is pitiful. And it's not autobiographical, I don't think. He seems to be fairly near.
Try to let you be. Goodbye. that's the last you'll hear of me. I'll even wanna die, 'cause the one I love is gone.
I don't know
where I'll go or what I'll do. It makes no difference what I do without you, 'cause I love you, my darling. I'll try to let you be. Goodbye, that's the last you'll hear of me.
Thank you, Mark Cosgrove. We're going to be calling him back in just a little while. But first, we'd like the California girls to come on up with us. We have our dear, dear friend, Kathy Supple, who John's known since his college days out in Fredonia, New York. Kathy was a part of the starting folk weekends and folk music there. And Penny, of course, is our California girl, there's no doubt. I didn't provide the proper earrings, the great big earrings that I needed to and stuff, but you get the idea. We're going to sing a song I learned from some California girls in the 70s. They were any old time string band, and five women who played music in the Berkeley area had a wonderful album that had this song on it, and it had blues, Cajun, it had all kinds of great stuff. Here, I'll put this back, but this song was written by Henry Warren. Is it Henry Warren? I think it is.
Harry
Warren. And Al Jolson made it really, really popular, but so did any old-time string band, and that's the rendition of it that we're going to do. After the intro, there's a little chorus that you'll hear how it goes, and since it happens to come back in the song a couple times over, you might want to join in where you can.
This is the first song Trish taught me when we were driving around in a car together, a courtin'. And she said, you should learn this song, and she started singing it, and we had a lot of miles on the road. It took me a lot of miles to learn this.
We hope we know it now.
Oh, you railway station, oh, you Pullman train, I'm going, here's my reservation for my destination, far beyond the sunset sea, to see my home in Pasadena. Home where grass is greener, where honeybees a melody and orange trees scent the breeze. I wanna be a home sweet homer. Pasadena town, so
is green.
In my California, to be
where a honeybee,
where honeybees,
a melody,
and orange trees,
they send
the brief sweet memos.
I wanna
settle
be
down in that happy town,
home sweet
with
home.
The mountains there all around. Friendly
where
people there can be
I'll
found. Nuts right by my door,
beneath the palms,
and there beneath the palms,
in someone's arms,
somebody's arms in Pasadena.
In Pasadena town, Pasadena town, home I used to be a rover. Now it's time to think it over. I wanna settle down, I wanna settle down.
Where honeybees,
busy little bumblebees,
a melody,
syncopated melodies,
and orange trees
are sweetly scented while the birds are singing softly in the trees.
I wanna
be a happy home sweet homer, never wanna be a roller in Pasadena town. Pasadena town, far from all the worries of the city's hurry, hurry. Every evening when the sun goes down,
beneath the palms,
in someone's captivating arms, I'll be in
Pasadena.
Aggregation,
all my merry hearts go to Pasadena town,
Pasadena town.
Tell
oh,
the mailman I love to
say
that
over.
My California,
I wanna settle down.
To be
where honeybees,
where honeybees,
a melody,
syncopated
melodies,
and orange
trees are sweetly scented while the birds are singing softly in the trees. I wanna be a happy home sweet home.
With
Pasadena town, Pasadena town, far away from all the worries of the city,
sunny earth,
every evening
by my door,
beneath the palms of trees and honeybees and palms,
in someone
fascinating,
captivating arms in Pasadena town.
Penny Nichols and Kathy Supple. Both Penny and Kathy grew up in California, actually not far from Pasadena, and their grandparents lived in Pasadena. So that was fun to talk to them about those stories and to have real Pasadena gals join us. That was great.
Okay, we have three things, so we'll do them really quick. I'll try and do it without introduction to this one. This is a tune that I learned from George Wilson, who learned it from Louis Baudouin from Montpelier, Vermont.
I don't think I play this with you. I think you do the fancy version.
Yeah, but you can play it with me.
Okay.
Lorraine,
John keeps things fresh.
Do you have your chord pedals with you? We can show church the chords.
Okay. This is a French-Canadian version of The Hangman's Reel. There's an Appalachian version, and George Wilson plays both styles, old-time Appalachian and French-Canadian style. And he's going to get a little footwork going. Okay, there. We're glad to hear that.
Don and Jean, this is for you. And thank you for my maple syrup. Which I will share with Trish.
The maple leaf forever. John was born in Newfoundland, so he just absolutely loves Canadians.
I love Canadians. I love Virginians, too. Ah, damn. Fiddle class, this is the tune I was going to play for you tomorrow. So.
You get it today, a day early.
The trois, four. Thank you.
We feel like so many of you are practically family because you've heard, you know, when we say this is happening in our lives or that is happening in our lives. And a big thing in the past year was that John's mom, who was near and dear to us, passed on. And this particular song by Rodney Crowell really gets to us because it was one that we discovered while she was failing. And it really was so hopeful about better things for her in her life, in whatever the next existence may be. And she lived a good life and deserves, you know, that energy to continue on because it'll be good for all of us. It's called Love Is All I Need.
You need the capo though? You got it. Good.
Right after we left Sam W. last year, we had a call that Mom had taken a fall, and so we, we stopped in and visited, and she seemed to be doing okay, and then she fell again. That can happen in a complete care facility, but it keeps happening because she was not going to be held down by anybody. So this time of year, this year is a little special time. My mom used to say, sing by the window, I'll help you out. So I'm an orphan now, out here on my own, and it's hard to know where I belong. Comes as no surprise, happens to us all. Sure as the sun will rise and night will fall, I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. That's all I know. Picture I recall hanging on my wall of my mother on her wedding day. Young and naive, nothing up her sleeve, but so many things got lost along the way. I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. That's all I know. What's that voice I hear? Comes in loud and clear. It is my father's voice teaching me. He says to be a man, you gotta be true to your word. Then when you take a stand, you'll be heard. I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. That's all I know. I can see it in my family. I can feel it with my wife, and I know it with these friends I have, so important in my life. I had a dream last night, saw my mom and dad. They were happy now, and I was glad. They had a brand new house, they had just moved in, but when I awoke, they were gone again. I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. That's all I know. I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. That's all I know.
Invite Mark Cosgrove to come on back up and help us out again. One of the pleasures that we've had is that in addition to playing with Mark here at Sam W, there's been a few times that Connie and Renee have organized concerts over in Pittsfield, and we've been able to do some programs with Mark, and we can't get enough of it. So please welcome Mark Cosgrove again. Won't you get along, Lazy John?
Lazy John, Lazy John.
Now
won't you get your day's work all done?
You lie in the shade and I'm in the sun.
I won't you get along, Lazy John?
Dance in the chapel hall, and there were dancers wall to wall. After this concert, we'll have another one, and we hope you see there each and every one.
A Lazy John, Lazy John,
I won't you get your day's work all done?
You lie in the shade, and I'm in the sun.
I won't you get along, Lazy John?
On Saturday night, and listen to the fiddle till the morning light, and we sure had a lot of fun. Won't you get your day's work all done?
Lazy John, Lazy John,
won't you get your day's work all done?
You lie in the shade and I'm in the sun.
Won't you get along, Lazy John?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was the second extraordinary